Siman Tov Kuf Vav. Dine Lisha Biyantif. The halachas of kneading with a K on Yantif. Okay, we'll start with Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph is based on an interesting Gemara in Beitza and Daf Chavtes Omer Aleph. The Gemara says as follows. Omer of Yirmiya Bar Abba Omer Rav. So this is a memra of Rav. Modedes Isha Kemach Biyantif. A woman is allowed to measure flour on Yantif when she is baking. V'nosenes atoch isasa, she puts it into the dough. Kedeshe titol chala ba'ayin yofet, so that she knows how much she did and she can properly separate chala and do it generously, because chala in the olden days was supposed to be tahor and it was actually given to the Kohen. And we'd like it to be done with an ayin yafeh, to be done generously. Okay, now, just, I guess, as a little intro, there's an iser of measuring on Yontif, which we've discussed in the past. It's business-like. You might come to write down. So here, Rav wants to say, even though there's it's problematic to measure, but, now in general, we have a rule that medida shel mitzvah is mutter on Shabbos. If you're measuring something for a mitzvah, it's mutter on Shabbos. Anyway, over here, Rav holds that she can measure the flour that she's using in baking so that she can separate challah generously and properly. Then the Gemara goes on to say, Shmuel Amar Oser. Shmuel says that you're not allowed to measure. Now, when we say that you're not allowed to measure, so you can approximate. But you're not allowed to measure. And then the Gemara goes on to say, V'hotana debei Shmuel mutter. Shmuel, who was a contemporary of Rav, he compiled he wrote basically his own Tosefta, Rashi explains, from the opinions of the Tanaim who came before him. Because usually, a Tana seems to mean that it's a Mishnaic from the Mishnaic times, and Shmuel was an Amora. So what's a Tana Debei Shmuel? So Rashi explains to us that Shmuel compiled his own list of brises and Tosefta's from his predecessors who were in fact Tanoim. So Rav holds Mutter, Shmuel holds Aser, but there's a Tana Debei Shmuel that says Mutter, that Shmuel compiled in the brises, that it is in fact Mutter. Okay, so Shmuel himself said Aser, but he compiled a brisa that specifically said that it was Mutter. So now Abaye comes to try to save the day, the somewhat contradiction between Shmuel, what he said, and what he put together in the brises. Amar Abaye hashta the Amar Shmuel Aser. Now that Shmuel himself has said Aser v'tan the Beis Shmuel Mutter, but the brises of the Beis Medrash of Shmuel say Mutter. Shmuel halacha lemaisa asa laashmiinan. So why did Shmuel say Aser if he in his compilation it says Mutter? So at least the way Rashi understands the Gemara, Shmuel is coming to tell us halacha lemaisa. That means that really it should be Mutter. But Shmuel holds that it's dangerous. Make or did it should be mutter. But he holds that it's a dangerous thing to do. And therefore, if you halacha lemaisa, he holds you shouldn't do it. But if someone is doing it, you can't say that he's an avaria and he's doing some terrible avera. Because it's like mutter ve'ein morin kein. Like the halacha is that really it's okay, but we don't tell people that way. We tell people not to do it. So that's how Rashi understands what the Gemara is saying. Now, there's a very interesting Tosis over here. Tosis Dibur Maschil Shmuel. Now, in general, when we have a Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, when it comes to Isser, we paskin like Rav. And therefore, there are those that want to paskin over here like Rav, that it's mutter for the woman to measure the flour in order to properly separate do a fresh Eschala. And usually it's a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. He has also Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. But here it's leaning more towards Rav on the one hand, because in the braises of Shmuel, it also says like Rav. So that's what Tosfos says, and therefore Yesh Poskim Kirav. Okay, the two reasons are like Rav. One is that we have a general rule, Halacha Kirav by Isser, and here it's even supported by the Tana Debe Shmuel. Now, there are those over here that paskin like Shmuel. Even though we have a general rule, halacha kirav, the fact that the Gemara just said, Shmuel halacha lemaisa asa l'ashmi'inan, if we don't paskin like Shmuel, what was the point of the Gemara saying that? And therefore, they point to that line and say, it sounds like that the Gemara, in this case, this is an exception to the rule, and the Gemara is in fact paskining like Shmuel. So some halachas, some paskin like Rav, some paskin like Shmuel. Then Tosfos goes on to make a very good point. So why does Rav say you're allowed to measure? You're allowed to measure so that you'll separate challah ba'ayin yafa. You'll give a generous amount. Now, Tosfos points out from Rav Shmuel mi'aybra. He says, afilu l'man damar halacha k'rav, even if you paskin halacha l'maisa like Rav, that it's mutter, this halacha is no longer relevant. It means nowadays it will be asr, even though the halacha is like Rav, and it used to be mutter. Why? Because nowadays there's no mitzvah to separate challah with an ayin yafa. In the olden days they gave it to the kohen, it supported the kohen, so it was a chash of a thing. Like truma, the more you give, the better. But nowadays, we burn it. So what's the mitzvah to burn more? There's no mitzvah to burn more. In fact, the mitzvah is to burn less. Some say, I think the Ramah says, nowadays, hafrash haschala should be kazayas. And there are those that say, the Minchas Yitzchak holds, that if you're not burning the challah, which is, nowadays, the challah, we're tameh, the challah is tameh, so it's challah tameh, truma tameh has to be burned. Burning it presents problems. We've discussed this in the past because it's challah tameh, it's truma tameh. So if you put it in your oven to burn it and then it pops and then it gets all over everything, it can trafe up your oven, it can trafe up, you stick a fork in when it's hot, you can trafe up your fork. It's holy tameh food that for all intents and purposes is trafe, is not kosher. And therefore there are many people, some people, my downstairs neighbor, Dr. White, he has a special burner, takes outside and he burns his challah with a special burner so you don't run into any problems in the kitchen. Okay, that's beautiful. But those who don't have that special burner, so there are many people nowadays who are knowing just to put it in a bag and throw it in the garbage. So the Minchas Yitzchak holds, if you're doing that, it could be the chiyuv of Sreifas Truma Tumeah is only on a Kazayas. And he says, if you're not planning on burning it anyway, then you should even do less than a Kazayas and put it in a bag and then put it in the garbage. Anyway, back to our topic over here. So Tosfos brings down this from Shmuel mi'aybra, that even if the halacha is like Rav, that was only when you were giving challah and truma challah to the kohen. We wanted you to do it by ayin yafim. But nowadays that you're burning it anyway, so then you don't need to have an exact amount. Now, there is still a question that one can ask. Well, you know, we still need to know if I'm chayim in challah or I'm chayim at first challah with a bracha, without a bracha. Okay, that doesn't address over here. Okay, so let's take a look at that inside. Tav, kuf, vav, sif, alef. Ein moedidin kemach biyontif kedei lalush ela yikach ba'oymed hada'as. The Ber HaGoyla over here says, beitza chavtes kishmuel, halacha kishmuel. I mean, you could say halacha karav, but nowadays it's not relevant. But and I didn't have a chance to look and see how the Ber HaGra explains it, but the Ber HaGoyla over here explains it as halacha kishmuel. So you shouldn't measure exact amount, even though we did just say that you could measure exact amounts of spices at the end of Tav Kuf Dalet. And Tav Kuf Dalet Dalet, we said you can measure spices on Yontif. Because if you don't measure the spices, you can mamish destroy the food. But if you approximate with the flour, it's not going to be a big deal either way. So you approximate with the flour and you're not allowed to measure it in a precise fashion. El yikach ba'omer adas, he should approximate. Mishabura Sifkatan Gimel points out, let's say you're taking the measuring cup that you normally use. Vimnota Bamida Shemodid Bechol, if you're using your regular measuring cup, Tzarech Lifchot Ma'at or Lahosif Ma'at, and you should make sure that it's either a little bit less or a little bit more and not exactly fit into the measuring cup. Okay, in Deir Shu footnote 3, they point out something that we've discussed in the past, and that is this measuring by approximating is okay when you're dealing with a measuring cup, but it's not okay if you're dealing with weighing something. Weighing something on a scale, it looks much more like business, and therefore, even if you're not so exacting in the weight, that's still going to be a problem. But here, we're not dealing with a weight, we're dealing with a volume, and it's going to be okay. Says the Rama, Hago umoto likach kamach min hakli, af bishos aguma bakamach. You could put the kli into the bag of flour, even though you might make a hole, meaning you have flour. I take a cup out, right, like in the sandbox, and now you have a hole in the sand. So we said in the sandbox to make a hole in the sand, that's a problem. That's a chofer guma. Indoors is bona, outdoors is choresh. So the Rama is telling us that's not relevant by flour. That's relevant by dirt. Okay, that's not relevant by food. It's not relevant over here by flour. That's what the Mishabura points out in Sif Koton Dalet. Okay, now we're up to Sif Beis. Okay, Sif Beis is also Beitza Chavtes. It's a continuation of the Gemara over there. Tan Rabbanim. The Gemara brings a braisa. Ein Shonin Kamach B'yontif. Okay. Now, I was very confused. What do you mean shonin? Shonin has a lot of definitions. It could be learn, like Mishnah. It could be to do sheni, like do it again. It could be shinui, to do it in a weird way. What does it mean, ain shonin? So Rashi comes to the rescue, and Rashi explains to us. Shonin over here means from repeating, like sheni, like do it again. Because Rashi explains, ain shonin kemach sherakdu me'atmo. Yesterday, Erev Yontif, we sifted flour. We plan on using flour we're going to bake on Yontif, which we're allowed to do. So Erev Yontif, we sifted the flour. Fantastic, that's what we're supposed to do. And now on Yontif, I decide to sift it again. So says, the way Rashi is explaining the braise. So ain't shonin kemah, sherakdu me'atmol, ubala shanosa benafali apo. So now I want to do it again. Ain shonin, I'm not allowed to do it again. Well, if I wanted to do it a second time, I should have done it on Erev Yontif. I did it once on Erev Yontif. I should have done it twice on Erev Yontif. So you can't do a repeat rikud. Rikud here is not dance, but rikud merakid is sifting. You can't sift the flour even if it's a second time on Yontif. Continues the braisa. Mishum Rabbi Papias, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Amru shonin. They hold that you are allowed to sift the flour on Yontif if you've already sifted it once on Erev Yontif. Rashi explains, the leka tircha, it's not a big deal, v'davar hanirehu, and it's something that's very obvious, shezui pam shnia, v'einze kimerakeid livro. It's not like doing sifting in order to take out the bad stuff, it's just to make it a little bit better. And it's clear that it's a second time around. Why it's so clear, I guess, because it's supposed to be clear in the sifter that you're not really supposed to have much left in the sifter like you would the first time around. And therefore, these Tanaim hold that if you sifted Erev Yontif, you could do it a second time on Yontif. Vishavin, and both teams agree, Shem Nafala Sochan Tzor Okisem Sheh Shonin, that if something fell into the flour, some pebble, some little piece of wood, then you could sift it again to get out that pebble or flour. Continues the Gemara, Tani Tana Kami Duravina, Ein Shonin Kamach B'Yontif. The Tana said in front of Tani Tana Kami Duravina, he said in front of Ravina, he wouldn't be a Tana because Ravina is a late Amora. He said, "Ain shonin kemach." Rashi explains, "Va'afilu nafal asochan tzoro kisem el bodek akisna tzoz uboram biyadav." If something falls in, you go with the hand and you take it out. You don't sift it again, even if something fell in. That's the third opinion. Okay, continues the Gemara. "Avol nafal tzoro kisem borer biyadav." Pick it out with your hand. They Ravina said back to him, Amar Lei, Kol Shekein Da Asa Da Avalei Kiborer. When you're doing it with your hand, so then it's mamish like borer when you're taking the pebble out of the flower. And doing it through a sifter is supposed to be better. Rashi says, Kol Shekein Da Asa De Mechzi Kiborer. It looks like borer. U borer av malachahi. Borer is one of those malachos. Okay, we'll get there. Where on Shabbos it's clear, on Yom Tov it's very unclear exactly, you know, what you're allowed to do. We'll see. Keharkada, like sifting. Vahashona, one who does a repeat sifting job, eino merakid. Sherei nira shekol yotiv ein kan subin. Sifting is borer with a kli. That's a good question. Sifting is borer with a kli, which should make it worse. And here it's saying it's better. Okay, that's a good question. We'll put that on hold. I mean, the general point here is if you already sifted it before Yom Tov, so then the assumption is that you did a good job and not much is going to come out now. It's basically all going to go through. But I think you're asking about, well, what about the pebble that just fell in? You're sifting it in order to get to that pebble. And then that would seem to be, well, here the Gemara says that it's worse to take it out with your hands. And you want to say, why? Taking out with hands should be better. Taking out with a kli, when it comes to borer, using a kli always makes things worse. Okay, I don't know. It's a good question. It's an obvious question. Let's see if it comes up in the Shulchan Aruch, in Mishabur. If not, I have more homework to do for tomorrow. Okay, good question. Okay, Tav Kuf Vav Seif Beis. Ein Merakdin Hakam. Oh wait, we missed an important thesis. So the Gemara goes on to give a lot of different stories about sifting on Yom Tov. Okay, and the Gemara talks about people that would sift, but they would use a shinui when they would sift. Now, there's different types of shinuis. There's shinuis of, I'm sifting it, and then what falls out, instead of going into a kli, is going onto the table. Instead of going into a container, is going onto the table. That's like a low-level sifter, low-level shinui, because it doesn't really change the quality of the sifting. And then there's turning the sifter upside down and sifting it that way, which is a higher level of a shinui, because that doesn't actually do a good job sifting. So the Gemara gives different stories over here. Hold on. One story about how in Naharda everybody knew that you could do a repeat sifting job. That was like standard halacha. Then there's a story of the wife of Rav Yosef, where she did a repeat sifting job, but she did it on an upside-down sifter. And her husband, Rav Yosef, said, you know, I mean, he said, I'll tell you the way he said it. He said, hey, I want, you know, clean, floured bread. I don't want the crummy bread. Meaning, just do it properly. You don't need to do a shinui. Because you did it before Yom Tov, and you're doing it again, and that's okay. Then there's a story with the wife of Rav Ashi, that she also did a repeat sifting job on Yom Tov, and she did it on the... What's the whole question how she did it? The Gemara says, Agaba Diptora, which Rashi understands to be the table. And then Rav Ashi says that his wife is the daughter of Rami Bar Chama. And if she must have seen her father, Rami Bar Chama, do it this way, and therefore that's how it should be done. Then the question is, exactly what did she do? She did Agaba Diftora, which Rashi says straight onto the table. So here there's a Tosis, brings down Rashi, straight onto the table. And then he says, maybe it means something else. Well, he has a different type of table. Okay, Rashi explains it's some different type of table. Tosis says you could just say went straight onto the table regularly, and that's a shinui. Then continues Tosis. This is very important because it's going to come up la'alacha. Mikol makom ein lahatir tchilas harkada ayidei shinui. The fact that we're talking about doing this shinui business is only if it's your second time sifting the flour and the first time you did it erev yontif. But if you want to do it now for the first time on yontif, you're not allowed to do it. And even if you want to do it with a shinui, you're still not allowed to do it, says Tosis. Because this is all these stories are going on the brice of Shonin Kemach. Shonin Kemach means you did it for a Pam Sheni. You're doing a repeat performance of your sifting. Then Tosis brings down the Rashbam. Says, Ayidei Shinui Ein Lachalik, Ein Lachalik. The Rashbam holds that if you're doing a Shinui, then you can even do it for the first time on Yantif. And then Tosis doesn't really like the Rashbam. He says, we can rely on the Rashbam to have the guy do it the first time on Yontif with a Shinui. But we cannot rely on the Rashbam, and we cannot sift flour for the first time on Yontif, even if we're using a Shinui. Okay, let's see that inside. Hopefully, we will have some clarity. Okay, Tov Kuvav Zibbez. E Merakdin Akemach B'tchila. Afilu ayidei shinui, like Tosa just told us, not like the Rashbam. You're not allowed to sift flour for the first time on Yantif, even if you do it with a shinui. Okay, Mishabur explains sifkatan hey ein merakdin. The kol malacha shekodem lisha asrim chachamim neshederach lasosam lezma meruba. So the rule is, by the ochal nefesh rule, is milisha ve'elech, lisha and onward in the avos malacha. In the Mishnah, famous Mishnah, Shabbos Ayin Gimel, from Lisha and onward, meaning basically Lisha and Bishel, or Lisha and Afia. Those are the only two malachas officially that, we also, the Shechita, there's other things also, but in terms of the Sidura, the Pas, the first 11 malachas, it's Milisha ve'elach, Lisha and Afia. But sifting comes before Lisha, and therefore it's not allowed. Mishabura first brings down the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that he said in the beginning of Tov Tzadiyei, Chazal Asad, because it's the derech to do it for long. It's something that you do not for right here, right now, for a one-day thing. It's usually something that you're doing for the future. And therefore it's Asad Midrabanan, and he says, Ulakama Poskim Midaraisa Asurim, and according to some, it's even Asad Minatayra. We've discussed this numerous times. Ukamoshin is by the El in Siman Tav Tzadiyei. Even if you couldn't do it on Erev Yontif, you're not allowed to do it on Yontif, even if you use a Shinui. It's not going to help. Aval. But, Imrikdu me'etmol, if before Yontif you sifted the flour, v'nofa bot tzror o kisam, and then a pebble or a piece of wood fell in, v'rotza l'rakdu pam shenis, and now you want to sift it a second time, Mutter af below shinui. The Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter to do even without a shinui. Okay, why? Let's see if we're going to have your question answered. Says the Mishabur Sifkatan Ches. Mutter shrei ein kavanas l'rakid k'dei liyapos hakemach. You already sifted the flour to make the flour liyapos, to make the flour finer and better. That's not why you're doing it now. Elik de liver ideas that tsroros a kismish ishur b'kvar achan afil sakemach derech hanikavim. Basically, you want to remove the garbage that just fell in, the pebbles and the wood. Vizeh lo osru chachamim. And Chazal did not answer this. Sherei nafa b'yom tov gufa, because they're talking when it fell in on Yontif itself. V'chanal. Okay, I don't know if that answers your question or not. It's supposed to answer your question. But, okay, we still need to talk about it more. Continues the Mishabura. V'eino domer l'hodim avor l'kama v'siman tofkuf yud sifbeiz. This is not similar to the halacha that we'll learn in the coming weeks. V'ezrat Hashem in tofkuf yud sifbeiz. Also liver kitnios mitoch psolish lam benafo v'kvar. That when it comes to beans, you can't use a sifter. Even if you just got the beans on Yontif and you didn't have a chance to do it on Erev Yontif, that's what he says in the brackets. That's the way things are done for an extended period of time. And when it's the way that's normally done for extended period of time, that's for sure Aser on Yontif. That's what Chazal Aser. But here, where you already took care of making the flour into finer flour on Erev Yontif, and Irish enough about Tzorah Kisim, and then some dirt fell in. Min kol hakol, it's recognizable to all. Shehu l'tzorech sha'a lefosa b'yom tov v'shari. It's clear to all that you're doing it now for what's needed right now, to bake right now. And sounds like when it's clear that you're doing it to bake right now, it's going to be mutter to do on Yontif. It's l'tzorech ochal nefesh for right now. Now, even if it's tzorech ochal nefesh, but it's for something that's normally done for an extended period of time, that is going to be asur. And the Mechaber says you don't even need a shinui when you're sifting for the second time just to get out a piece of a pebble that fell in. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the sif katan tes. V'yesh machmirin degam bezeh boi shinui. There are those that are machmir that say that even when this is the case, you still need a shinui. That's the Bach, Hevio Ha'el Yeraba. So we said there's two types of shinui. The shinui where it just falls onto the table, but there's nothing really different in the actual sifting. That's a low-grade shinui. High-grade shinui is when you turn the sifter upside down and it doesn't do as good of a job. So that's another discussion. The Mechaber says you don't need a shinui. Mishnah Berurah first brings down from the Bach that you do need a shinui. Sounds like a low-grade shinui. And then the Chai Adam holds that you need a high-level shinui. You can go on the rocket, ba'achori hanafa, to do it with an upside-down sifter, or ayidei goy. Okay, continues upstairs, the Ramo Hagav v'yesh omrim, the mutter litul atzoro akisim biyado. Some say that you're allowed to take your hand and just pull out the pebble. So we saw in the Gemara there were two opinions about that. One opinion said just pull it out, and then Ravina responded that kavachomer, that should be even worse than putting it through the sifter again. So here both opinions appear in the Ramah. We have yesh omrim that it's mutter to take the pebble out with your hand. Aval yesh machmirin v'osrin. Now the first opinion holds you can take it out with your hand. He also agrees, says the Mishnah Berurah. He even lets you take it out with your hand. He agrees with the Mechaber that you can use a sifter. He says you can even use a hand. Then the second opinion in the Ramah, Yesh Machmirin V'Osrin, Mishabar Sifkotin Yud Aleph, the Kevan Degam B'chol Derech Litol Trabiyad, since what you would normally do during the week is just pull out the pebble and throw it out, Havalei Kiborer, it becomes like Borer. To take the pebble out by hand is aser. Aval ayidei harkada, but sift it out. Gam hey modim ladas machaber de shari. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that both opinions in the Ramah, both the opinion that let you take it out by hand and the opinion that does not let you take it out by hand, they both agree that you could put it through the sifter again. Again, we're talking about where it was already sifted in Erev Yontif. You could put it through the sifter to get out the pebble because it is clearly a short-term ochal nefesh necessity to allow you to use the flour for baking right now. That you need a shinui when you put it through the sifter. It is proper to follow this opinion to use a sifter and use a shinui. Okay, continues the Mechaber upstairs. Now, v'im lo nafal bo davar, ela shirotzu l'rakto shein is k'dei she'apas no'eh, I sifted the flour erev yontif. Nothing fell into the flour, but I want the flour to be even finer, and I want to put it through the sifter again. Tzarech shinui k'sas, so you're allowed to do that, but you need to do it with a little shinui, kagon agave shulchan, on top of the table, which is said is a low-grade shinui. Why do you need the shinui ksas, and when the pebble fell in, you don't even need the shinui at all? Mishnah Berurah explains sifkata yugimel. After hu ba'ochal nefesh, even though we're dealing with ochal nefesh, harei efshar hoya. When you did it Erev Yontif the first time, you could have done it Erev Yontif two times. So, therefore, you need a little bit of a shinui. V'gant is a machlev v'rakid v'rishona. Someone might think that you're doing it for the first time, and therefore you do it with a shinui. V'ashe enkem v'nefal tzor kisim v'niskel el yodin akosh v'riku rak l'tzor shor shipol atzor v'akisim v'gant v'osagim l'avachi u'minna v'simchas yontif. You have to get out the pebble. You can't necessarily pull it out with your hand, and everybody knows that it's just for the short-term flour preparation that you're going to be using right now on yontif to be baking, and therefore it's okay. So it's better, according to the Mechaber, it's better when you're doing it to get out the pebble than it is when you just want to do it again for a second time. When you do it again for a second time, you need a shinui ksas, which means let it go on the table instead of going into a kli. Continues the Rama, Haga, Vodin the Mutulasos are the Eni. Yehudi, I feel Tchilas, Harakida, Imishanek, Sat. You can even let a goy do it, even in the first time, if he's going to do it with a little bit of a shinui. That's what we saw in the Tosis. The Rashbam wants to say, if it's a shinui, you can do it, not only this, you can do it the first time or the second time. If it's a shinui, you could do it either way. And the Tosis did not rely on Rashbam. He says only you can be soimech on that to let the guy do it. Let the guy do it that way, but the Jew can't do it that way. So who did the mertul asos are they guy if it's chilas harakida first time sifting on yontif im yishan exas if the guy does it with a little bit of a shinui. Mishra points out lefishiyesh misha omer shafidu yisrael mutu l'rakid ayidei shinui. That's the Rashbam the Tosis brought down that even a Jew's allowed to do it. Even though most poskim, like we saw in Tosis, disagrees with the Rashbam, and a Jew is not allowed to sift flour for the first time on Yontif, even with a shinui, but we could rely on the Rashbam's opinion. The next Mishnah Sif Katan Tezayin, the shinui ksas, va prichodosh machmer afilu ayde goy. The Prichodesh doesn't let you do it with the first time sifting, even Ayidei Goy with a Shinui. However, continues the Mishabur, but after the Shinui Gomer, it could be that Prichodesh is only talking about a low grade Shinui, where you're doing it directly onto the table. But if you were going to flip the sifter upside down, high level Shinui could be even the Prichodesh will allow you to do it Ayidei Goy. So again, Ayidei Yisrael, there are those that are lenient, the Rashbam, we don't paskin like that. We paskin first time you can't do at all. Second time, if you're doing it just to make the flour a little bit finer, you could do with a little bit of a shinui. And if you're doing it just to get out the pebble, you could do it without a shinui. According to the Ramah, it's possible that you could even pull it out with your hand. That's two opinions in the Ramah. Okay, and that is Tough, Kuf, Vav, Sif, Aleph, and Sif, Beis.